Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guests are here to preview this year's Alaska State Improv Festival beginning tonight. Eric Caldwell and Yi Chow, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Eric Caldwell, are you one of the founders of the Alaska State Improv?
Yes. This is our seventh year. I'm the producer. And we have just seen the support for this event pump up from one year to the next, not just from our audiences here, but also from the performers who come in. We see many of the performers come back and also just spread the word. So this year we have 28 groups from four countries, the United States, the UK, Netherlands, Canada. So it's just expanded every single year.
It's like the Alaska State International Improv Festival.
Yes, we have definitely gone international this year.
And it's sort of can be abbreviated as if, right? Alaska State Improv Festival.
Yes, because you need a good acronym before anything else.
Right? Absolutely. So it starts tonight. What time and where?
We have two shows tonight, 6:15 and 8:30 at McPheeters Hall. And we do the McPheeters Hall shows every single night. Those are all ages. Then Friday and Saturday, we have shows at the Hangar Ballroom for the 21 and over crowd at 10:45.
Got it. And all of this information, I saw it on Facebook. And what's your website?
www.alaskaimprov.com.
All right. Tell us how you found Yi Chow.
Oh, wow. We had friends who were really excited about making sure we knew about each other.
Yeah. It was a thing where improviser friends I had were like, oh, you've got to check out the festival in Juneau, Alaska. And I was like, Juneau, they do improv up there? What's going on? Mm-hmm. And so it was exactly as Eric was saying. They just really talked up the festival. And I was like, I guess I have to throw my name in the hat and meet this guy and see what it's all about.
And while that was happening, one of my best friends in the improv world who helps run the Hawaii Festival contacted me and said, hey, we just had this great group come out to Hawaii and you need to bring them to your festival. So it was really our mutual friends pushing us together and saying, you guys have to work together.
And this is my third time back and I'm just really thrilled. It's been awesome seeing the festival grow over the years and really feel very fortunate to get to participate.
Man, I don't know what I'm missing. You know, festivals in Hawaii, Juneau, Alaska, Los Angeles. I'm getting out of public media. Do you guys need help?
Well, June, I go to Greece.
Wow. Tell us about the art of improv. How is it, say, similar or different from traditional acting and or comedy, something like that?
Sure. Well, improv, the idea is that everything's made up on the spot, so there's nothing that's pre-scripted. A lot of different shows have formats or kind of structures that they loosely adhere to, but usually it starts with a suggestion from the audience, and then drawing inspiration from that, the performers make up a story right in front of your eyes, which is pretty cool.
That seems scary to me.
It's funny. I actually get more anxious being on the other side, being in the audience, in the crowd. I feel more comfortable on stage.
Wow. Interesting. And tell us about some of the tools that you draw on. So you can get a totally random theme thrown at you, right?
Absolutely.
And what are some of the tools you have to help navigate that?
Well, probably the most famous rule or guideline in improv is saying yes and that's the idea of agreeing with what your scene partners are creating and building on top of that. Improv is really a very collaborative effort, right? It's you working with other performers, trusting each other to make something together that's going to make sense and also be funny and entertaining. So a big part of improv is really learning how to work with other people and listen really closely to what they have to say.
There are also certain shows, and a couple of them at this festival, that are not intentionally designed to be funny. We have a two-act play on Saturday night called The Well-Made Play with improvisational structure built into it. But it is a 45-minute two-act play with all of the technical lighting, the sound engineering, sound design happening on the spot. But it is designed to look and feel like a modern drama.
Wow. Interesting. Yes. and what would you add to that?
Yeah, improv is kind of in a really cool spot right now. I think there's a lot of different improvisers doing very different things and very different kinds of shows. And, you know, I think most people, they're maybe more familiar with improv via things like Whose Line Is It Anyway, a TV show that was very popular that was all about games and sketches and really concentrating on the funny. But now there's a lot of different kinds of improv. And one of the things I love about this festival is you're going to see a wide gamut of what improv can be.
What's the most challenging part of it for you, Eric?
The most challenging part of improvisation, sometimes it takes a lot of buy-in, especially when you're working with a younger or less experienced group. As you work together over time or as you work with people who have been improvising for 10 or 20 years, there's a bit of what's called group mind where you kind of all have the feeling of where these things go. So there have been times where I've performed with someone who I've never been on stage with before and it'll just click and be real. And there are times that I can work with someone who maybe is still picking up some of those instincts that just pulling them onto the same page and not going for the joke, letting it be organic, letting it feel natural can be a real struggle. So getting past that to the point where it's all happening in the moment, it's all organic, it's all fresh.
Would you add to that, Icho?
Yeah, I think for me, the challenge of improv is I think a lot of people think I need to be funny and I need to be clever and how do you think so fast? And really the secret to improv is listening and responding. And so whether it's working with a new troupe to where everyone's able to listen and trust each other and are open enough to not be in your own head but rather be present in the moment, that's probably the hardest part because we're so trained in our daily lives to be very thoughtful and very guarded in how we talk to one another, to be as open as possible on a stage with strangers sometimes. In front of strangers can be pretty terrifying. And so trying to get to a place where everyone is able to do that is challenging but also the rewarding part of doing it.
Sounds like a lesson for life. Listening. Yeah. And responding, being present.
Yeah, definitely.
And there are also certain qualities that different performers have. So you have some performers that are very forward and may need to learn how to seed the stage. But at the same time, you have other performers who may need to pull themselves off the back wall a little more and insert themselves into what's happening. And finding that balance, whichever style of player you are, is challenging, but once you get there and learning how to read that with anybody who you walk on stage with, it makes it all magical.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Eric Caldwell and Yi Chow about the Alaska State Improv Festival happening all through this weekend, starting tonight. Can you give us the details once more, please, Eric?
Yes, we have shows at McFeeters Hall Thursday through Sunday, 6:15 and 8:30. We also have over 21 shows at the Hangar Ballroom Friday and Saturday at 10:45. We have both single session tickets and all session passes at www.alaskaimprov.com. And single session tickets can also be picked up at all local ticket outlets and at the door.
Okay. If somebody had time to just go to one event this weekend, what should they go to?
Ooh. Oh, it so depends on what they like.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, because we have on Saturday night at the Hangar Ballroom, Sean Landry is doing a one-woman cabaret show, an improvised over-the-hill Broadway star with her faithful piano player who's been with her all her life, who she's actually just met that night. And that's going to be Tom Loker from Juno Cabaret.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to be meeting her earlier that evening, and they'll go up and do an improvised cabaret show. We have improvised Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Let's see.
All kinds
We've
of fun
got
stuff.
You. Yi Chow is doing a show on Sunday where he shares a pint of ice cream on stage with a member of the audience. Then after the show that evening, Copa is sponsoring an ice cream social where we give Mark Wheeler an ice cream flavor that the audience has suggested. Just the name of an ice cream flavor that has never been made. We give it to him. He makes it. We serve it up at the Sunday night after party.
Oh, this sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us the website where we can learn more.
www.alaskaimprov.com.
All right. Eric Cadwell, E. Chow, Caldwell, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Nice speaking with both of you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. Thanks so much for having us. This is fun.
All right. You guys, I bet you're going to have fun too.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.